like a crack. I'm not going to say the next word because that could be offensive to some people. We're back at it.
I think you said too much.
What do you mean?
So here's,
it's a common expression. No, it's a common expression. I understand. I just don't want to offend anybody by completing it.
But here's my thing, right? It's kind of like doing an offensive thing, right? Or like, if you truly believe it's offensive, right? That like that could be seen as
offensive.
No,
I don't know if it's offensive.
Okay, I know. But if you're like, this could be offensive, right?
Okay.
And you stop, but you've said the majority. Did you really stop? It's kind of like if I said, you're stupid, right? That would offend you. But if I go, you are just so stupid, I'm not going to finish it.
No.
Because
no,
I don't want to offend you.
No. That would have been more like, you are so stupid. I'm not going to finish that. I don't want to offend you.
Yeah.
There's a big difference there. You finished stupid.
No, I didn't. So, no, I didn't have the D.
No, you said you are so stupid.
No, I didn't hit the D.
No, you got to stop before. It's got to be like
okay.
Three,
so you're
three,
saying
four.
there's a line.
There's a fractional.
Kind of like in baseball. This is a thing, right? Where they throw the pitch, and you have a little segue of how much you can swing the bat without it be officially swinging the bat.
Correct.
Which argument's sake yes. is they go there's an amount you can swing the bat without swinging the bat, but that implies that you had swung the bat. So therefore, you've done the thing.
I'm back at it like a. That's
maybe that
say.
Would have been better.
That's all I can
But
say.
You didn't say that.
Bro, that's more than 50%. Because I'm back at it like a. So that's more
okay,
than 50%.
Okay, so maybe it's not a percentage.
No, I think it's a percentage.
Oh, you're confident with the percentage.
We'll mathematically figure this out. I think it's 63.7%.
You know, on that note, it's a good thing to tell you that welcome to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro. Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy. We have big news, huge news, the greatest news of all time.
Here's my question,
so
right?
What are you doing cutting me off?
Well, sometimes you say things.
I had genuine big news.
Big news?
Big news.
There's a Victorious episode.
I know exactly what you're talking about,
and
I love it.
And
he goes,
it's big news. So basically the guy goes, the teacher goes, I got big news. And the guy goes, big nudes. Has anybody ever heard nudes when somebody says news? That's a risque joke for a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, but it was an excellent joke. And he goes, no one wants to see your big nudes, Andre.
What are big nudes?
I don't know.
What's it, small nudes?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'm not, okay. not going to finish this. We got 63% of the way through, and we're not going
to
finish
I
that.
I needed to know.
That's all.
That's okay, then. Is that the percentage?
That's why you cut me off? You weren't even going to let me finish?
I just needed to tell everybody about the Nickelodeon show.
So
that
first,
did this risque joke, and I'm still offended by it. As a child, it's hard to offend. But I was like you know, when you're sitting around with
producers.
The family, and you're like, this is inappropriate. Like, somebody's got to stop them.
You wrote to the producers?
Well, you know, that guy at the time who was producing that show,
he probably
didn't care.
Maybe. Continue. If you didn't know, this is the No Point Podcast. Hopefully you knew by now. I'm JP. I'm joined, as always, with my brother, who sits on the roof every single day of his life, Francis. We post the podcast every single Friday. This is a new episode that you're currently listening to. Make sure you subscribe, you follow the podcast, so we pop up in your dingle hopper each and every single Friday. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you refer us to a friend, and hopefully you enjoy the episode because we have big news. Are you ready for the big news?
Would you do this podcast without me?
We haven't talked about
yeah.
this yet because we had
birth
to fear
story.
About
this is the birth story.
This is not the birth story.
Dang it!
We haven't talked about this yet because we feared legal repercussions.
Yep.
So we advised with a lawyer. We discussed everything with him.
This isn't what I think.
He's allowing us to talk about it here on the podcast.
Please.
Because it was a massive, massive lawsuit that
yes.
me and Francis were both
yes.
involved with.
Yes! I didn't know if this was going to make the podcast.
Come closer.
But I'm so happy it did. Yes.
You continue any more setup you need?
That's it. It was just...
Okay.
We've been wanting to update you guys about a lawsuit that me and Francis are involved in.
So you probably have noticed that, like, you know, for a little bit, maybe, like, our schedule's been a little bit off. Things have been a little bit different. Well, that's because me and JP have tirelessly been in a lawsuit.
Fighting the man.
Fighting the man. This... Okay, it's... we joined this lawsuit so long ago. I forgot when it is. Like, it's got to be... It's going to be crazy. So we are very happy that this chapter is finally closed
and
in our life.
And we can talk about it.
And
we can talk about it.
We can update
lawsuit.
On what happened. It basically...
Some people might be thinking we're joking right now.
No. In no way I'm joking. I went to court against a billion-dollar company.
Yes, you did. You took a billion-dollar company
and
to court. And what happened?
Won.
You won.
We are.
You won. We are winners. We won in court. We beat the case.
We took a billion-dollar company to court and won. Now, I have put this on every resume so far now. I have immediately changed my life to award-winning. I've joined law school. You understand? I've applied.
Because you beat the case.
Because I beat the case. Okay, now what is this case?
Yeah,
what
are the details?
Well, okay, now immediately this is how... Okay, right now people are cheering and they're thinking to themselves...
We beat the case.
Yeah, like they're like, I cannot believe he did this. Like, and they fantasize the story in their head. And I feel like I'm going to ruin it with the next words. So I need everything... So I'm trying to stall as long as possible. But,
no, just get to
okay,
the point.
Okay, fine. Here's what happened. I woke up, okay,
yep.
With a letter.
Yep, in the mail.
Yes. And it's like law department, and it has like the judicial things, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And it was right next to like a letter from the IRS for like stuff. So I was like, we're dead. We're dead in the, like, this is the end. We're going to jail. And I open the letter, and it says, congratulations.
Oh.
I know. On the court case between the law firm versus Apple.
You sued Apple.
We sued Apple.
We sued Apple. And we won.
And they go on a repair program thing. You guys have won. Underneath is a check. You can cash it for May 30th. It will void by a different time. And
this was the class action lawsuit.
Class action lawsuit on Apple.
Victory.
I had no idea.
You were a part of this class action.
I was a part of this class action, which is just amazing
to me.
They
can just put anybody in class action.
Because they've put me in. Because I don't remember ever signing up for this.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. And now... Now there's a little thing where I
so you
where
weren't
I'm reading
familiar
this.
With the fact.
No,
you,
I was not
you
familiar.
Woke up and you got a letter. You had no idea you were currently involved.
I had no idea that right now my name has been thrown in the mud. Now this is terrible.
Let alone the fact that you won the lawsuit.
I've been buying so many Apple products, like in my life, and I had no idea I was fighting them.
Yeah,
I was helping their cause. You know, I was giving them revenue to hopefully beat me. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't good. Like law. Thing like imagine if you were actually in a court case with somebody and like they had a bad lawyer so you gave them extra money so they could hire a better
that's
lawyer
what happened
while also making yourself
while
poorer.
You were suing Apple yet you didn't know you were suing
yeah.
Apple. You were buying Apple products.
I was
but now
I was going
like,
into Apple store like I wish like they were like this traitor why is he here today
I
you
wish
know?
That came up in court at one point like whoever's the lawyer because we don't know who the lawyer is that's not how that works so if that they were in court and they're pleading their case on why they need to win the class action and the Apple million-dollar lawyers go, objection, Your Honor. We want to put into Exhibit A Francis Brissett, who is
bought-
a member of your lawsuit and complaining Apple is so awful, but bought six.
But here he is with his AirPod Pros in his ear. But, like, here's the thing that I realized about class action lawsuit. Because a lot of things come up in your head when you're thinking about this because it's a wild experience. It's kind of like jury duty. Like, it's just odd that it happens in life. And you know, like, you'll be watching the TV and an ad will come on that's
yeah,
like, if
you
took this, you're
entitled for
compensation, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, whatever. I don't get what this is. So, the fact that, like, one of those things was me... And they sent me my money. They could never, they could have at no point, like, that guy could have kept the money. I don't know who's on the honor system here, but they did. Now, here's the thing that maybe, because I'm thinking about this, like, you know, this could be a career.
Yeah.
Just a guy who gets into class action lawsuits. He, like, tries a bunch of experimental things. Like, he
signs up for any experimental thing.
Like, because obviously the lawyer of class action lawsuits, that's a career.
Yeah.
But I want to be a participant.
A winner.
I want to be, like, sure, you're going to lose a few. Like, how many class action lawsuits have I been a part of not knowing and lost? You know what I mean? Because this is the first check that I've won. So I've probably...
Have you just had a career losing record?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, people are probably like, oh, yeah, I'm never going to check for a class action. You're a career loser, you know, in your lawsuit.
You're probably in a class action lawsuit. You might not know it. Yeah, you've just lost all of them.
I will not look into the research of how somebody gets on a class action, like, if they can randomly put
you
in.
But you didn't sign up for anything.
But
I didn't think you were randomly...
I feel like I was just put on it because I used this feature because it was, like, a repair. I don't know how... I've not repaired my phone. I've gotten really good in life because... Here's one of those things, right? When you're younger,
you break a phone more easily.
And then I think there's also a point when you're older, you break a phone. Like, there's like a two phases in your life. I'm in the middle phase where I'm just not doing anything daring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not dropping my phone often to break it. So I've not repaired anything through my phone in like forever. So
that's why you're suing them.
Now here's the thing. It's a repair program.
Yeah.
So, you know, you start to think, okay, maybe it was my iPhone, maybe it was my screen, whatever it be. I know Apple's prices, you know? They should probably pay for my whole phone. I look down at that check.
How much? How much did you win in this lawsuit?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, did you sign anything with the lawyer?
No, but I'll tell you how much I won in this lawsuit.
How much did you take into Apple? How much? No. We're bleeding Apple dry. Yeah. Tell me.
Apple
tell me.
May need to close the
Are
ride.
We millionaires?
Are we millionaires?
Are we millionaires?
Let me tell you.
Are we millionaires? Are you announcing this right
made,
here? You sued Apple and you won $10 million.
I made $14.
Million dollars!
$14. $14. And like 73 cents. And at that moment, I thought, put me in. Let me be the judge. Like, let me be the court guy. Because what did you ask? What did you ask for? You know, like, this didn't pay for any repair. You cannot go to... Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. I want justice. No justice, no peace. And here's the thing.
It's free money. Quit
complaining. No. It's not free money. Because I paid for the repair that they thought was so horrendous that they needed to give me money. They thought the thing they did was such a bad job. Imagine this, JP. I asked for my car to be washed, right? My car to be washed. You dump beans, baked beans on the back of my car, and then break my window. And you go, I'll be honest, that was a terrible job. Here's $14. That doesn't cover whatever thing they did wrong. I don't know what they did wrong.
If you could tell me what they did wrong, then you
I get
more.
It. I'm not personally affected right now, but now that I am in on the court case, I'd like to go back. Because here's the thing.
You'd like to talk to your fellow class action members.
Now,
they're happy with their winning.
So I'm walking around. And I'm a little bit confused because I'm like, I'm a winner, but I'm a loser. You know what I mean? Like, am I the majority? Like, did everybody get $14.93?
No, yeah, that's not how that works.
Exactly. There were people affected more by me.
No, this is how it happened.
Yeah,
I've watched. I'm a little bit of an expert. I've watched several legal documentaries.
Yeah.
Such as Suits. It's a pretty good
so
show.
So you think I was the bottom of the barrel?
So no. So what happens is, so let's say just hypothetically,
yeah,
Apple settled this lawsuit for $5 million.
Yes.
$5 million, right? So the lawyer would immediately take 30 to 50% of it.
Uh-huh.
So let's say they took...
I want his job.
Let's say they took 40%.
Yeah.
So like $2
million. Yeah.
$2 million. That $3 million then gets split with everybody that's affected.
Okay, great.
So then you all split it equally.
Yeah. No, I get this. I get that. I know. I fundamentally understand that idea, but here's my issue with this, right? Why did we let like so many people on the class action? Only me and the lawyer seem to be affected. Why is such a thing? You know,
well, you should have got
because
two.
At what point
you should have got three.
At what point were we letting anybody join? If we thought we had a great case, you know what I mean?
Clearly we did. Was the
extra people on the class action really necessary? Now I hope there's somebody listening to this podcast somewhere who also received a 14.9. And I'm trying to cut you out. I'm 100% honest.
You're hoping somebody listening to this podcast also received a $14
and send it my way. You owe it to me. No, you know what? I'll split it between everybody I think is normal. It should be on this thing. Because okay, here's the thing, right? If let's say it was we did a court case because I want to make the math simple, right? Okay. We did a court case, $14 million.
Okay.
We won $14 million. Okay?
Yeah.
There's who's we? Okay. No, we sued them for $14 million.
Who's we?
Who's me we? And the lawyer. We're the top two. No. We sued Apple.
Who's
for...
we?
Me. Us. The people. Stop. Okay. You need to get past this because I'm going to use the terminology again. Let's say me, the lawyer, and the class action people.
So everybody that got $14.
Okay, we sued. Is back no, at no, no. Again. We sued.
You're not cutting anybody out yet?
No. I need to know this, okay? No, because I need you to get on board here.
Okay.
Suppose we sued Apple. Who's we? I know. We sued Apple, $14 million.
Okay.
People that are affected, 14 million people.
Okay.
That's a dollar a person.
Yes.
Do you feel that's beneficial to anybody? I would rather it be a lottery system
on who
of the class action and like 14 people out of the 14 million get their life changed by a class action than all of us be in the same predicament that we're in. So that's what I would pick.
Here's what's funny.
And I guarantee you everybody. Also, here's my other thing, right? If you have a good court case, right? Is it based on numbers, right? If I have 14 million people say that something's wrong, sure, that's helpful. But if I have a strong 4 tell me that something's wrong and the court case still lines up, I feel like we should have stopped.
Who's the 4?
Me?
And give me an example of the strong case you have. Because you're not even sure why you're in this case.
No,
to begin with.
He would tell me and I would.
Who's going to tell you?
I would shed tears.
You would
over
have to
this.
Bring it to the lawyer. You think the lawyer's just scouring the internet?
How did he find about it?
Somebody came to him.
Does the person who came to him, he doesn't deserve 14. He deserves a little bit more. That guy who's like, it's a problem, let me get some people involved, rallied up a troops, got me to join, I was invested, he deserves a little bit more than $14.93. Now, I bring this grievance to my grandfather, right?
Because Hold on. Before we do this, let's go to commercial because I want to hear about Grandpa. Guys, we'll be right back with what our grandfather said about this, and then I'm going to crush Francis's dreams. So everybody stay right here. There's going to be a quick ad, and we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Please enlighten me on what Grandma said. So, Grandpa or Grandma?
Okay. Grandpa. So I'm like, they're like, what the heck is that? I go, I hype it up as like I took, you know, a $1 billion company to court.
And you won.
And we won.
Big dubs. Never lost to class action. He's 1-0 in class action.
1-0. And I'm like, and I'm pretty young to have something of such good accomplishment.
Yeah,
right?
Have they ever beat a class action?
Because you probably can't get into a class action lawsuit at 12, you know what I mean?
Why not?
I'm assuming it's an 18 or older.
No, that's not true.
Because kids don't have rights.
That's not true.
Kids have rights?
If a kid died of cancer, right, malpractice,
you
the
can't
doctor.
Sue them.
What?
You're a kid.
That doesn't matter.
Really?
If a doctor
I owe a lot of kids' apologies.
If a doctor accidentally, like, cut a kid's hand off during surgery, that kid just can't sue
so
the doctor.
So you're saying that in my court...
Doctors can do whatever they want.
Well, those are the
kids.
First to go on my class action. If they were under 18, they should not be getting any of the $14.
They should be having iPhones.
We redivvy it. But, okay, fine. So let's say, I guess...
Francis thought he could do anything he wants to kids.
I thought that I had won in a short amount of time of my life of being eligible to win class actions. Turns out, from what you're saying, it still took me a little while to learn a class action, but I'm supposing that there's people out there that have went their whole life and have never beat a $1 billion company in a class action lawsuit.
Well, a $1 billion company. Yeah, I'd say you're above the grain right here on this.
But
you're
above the average age. I think it sounds cooler that I got a $1 billion company, but I bet if I was going on a lower company, I would have got a little bit more because there would have been less people in that class action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people are
suing Nokia? You want to sue the little guy. You know what I mean? Really bleed the little guy dry.
How many people are suing Cricket Wireless
exactly.
right now?
Exactly. You know, so anyway, so I was like, you know, I was pretty impressed by my feat of being able to win a class action so young in my life. You know, maybe I've peaked. And my grandfather says, oh, I've won a class action lawsuit.
Grandpa won a class action?
He's won a class action lawsuit.
What did he sue for? Do you know?
He did not specify that. Again, I believe in class action privacy. I believe that we're part of a group and we need to support each other. And that's a tough thing that, like, people will tell me about their class actions when they're ready. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, okay. It's a burden and they must do it. But what I am noticing about people that win class actions are they're not so open about what the class action is. And that may be due to nobody truly knows. Like, I'm starting to think nobody in a class action.
They just get a check.
Yeah. Like, I think, like, as much as I'm like, we respect their privacy, I bet he didn't tell me because he doesn't know. Just as though somebody's going to check out a room.
Tuesday.
So we got a check. And
how much did he win?
Of course. I'll let you know. He won, drumroll, 63 cents.
63 cents. In a class action?
He said the letter cost more to send.
Who had to pay for shipping? The company?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't specify this. But now I felt big time.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm lapping this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, maybe you don't sue the little man. but here's the thing. So he won 63 cents. And then I'm starting to realize that I think class action lawsuits may be a scam. You know? Because we can't keep getting checks for $14 and 63 cents. You need to go pro bono. You need to go on your own. You know, you need to separate your class action like peers. And you need to go solo, like any good band. And then at that moment, I realized I'm just suing somebody. Like, it's no longer.
And you like the camaraderie
and
of class
like
action.
And I like the
Bruce.
Fact that it's like it's the closest thing we have in life to pitchfork raised, burn the village down, loot the whole place, and then the emperor of the whole place gave me $14 because. I don't know. I don't think it was worth it. You know, like, looking back at it.
Our grandfather just walked downstairs. Let me see if I can get... Grandpa, can you come here for 1 second?
Yes, we do have a question.
Grandpa, we have a question. We're live on our podcast right now. We just have a quick question. Could you come here for 1 second?
Oh, I'm glad
No one can hear you until you come closer. You can... You gotta come, like, really come closer. Here.
I'm glad you came to the wisdom of the family.
You gotta get even closer. So we have a question for you, and this is gonna be a quick interview. So we heard you have won a class action in your lifetime. Is this true?
I have no class actions of any kind. I have no class to have any class actions.
This is
so no. That's wrong.
This is not very helpful. This is a serious like. Yeah, we're trying to figure this out.
This is not so serious if it's from you guys.
True or false? You told me yesterday you won a class action lawsuit in your lifetime, and you won 63 cents.
Is this true? Can you confirm this?
I cannot.
What do you mean?
What are you doing, Grandpa?
What are you doing?
Does he not get this concept?
No, I think he really wants to... What do you mean? What did you tell me yesterday?
I told you to clean up your room.
I don't think he gets what's happening here.
No,
This is the last time. Whatever medicine he's taking can get him in another class action lawsuit.
Yeah, he really needs it.
Have you ever won a class action?
Not that I know of.
What do you mean? Did you lie to me yesterday?
I don't remember telling you that at all.
What do you mean? You were just wanting to be part of my class action. Where did you come up with the number 63 cents? No.
That's what you owe me out of that.
No.
You won a class action?
Do you know who is against?
No, I have not won a class action suit.
You said the mail costed more.
What did you tell him?
Who?
Me. Are you serious? Are you, you're actually senile?
Yeah, maybe. I don't. I have not. I have not won 63 cents in anything.
What do you mean?
He's being very particular with what he's saying. Did you sign an NDA? Is that what you're telling me? You took it to the man so bad, you can't talk about it? You took it to the man so bad, you can't talk about it? Did they get to you? Did the big guys get to you? Have you ever won a class action lawsuit?
No. No,
why did you tell him that?
I don't remember telling him
that. It was yesterday. How do you forget? We were bonding.
What did I say I got it for?
You, that's the thing. Nobody knows. I don't know what I got mine for. That's not a good thing. No, but you said 63 cents. So
better to deny that you
was
got it.
Was it grandma? No, it was you. Did grandma win a class action?
Well, you'll have to ask grandma. Do I look like grandma?
I'll be right back. You can talk to the podcast. Okay, we're back on the podcast. Hold on. It's been 5 minutes. My grandfather and brother have been arguing. He's checked with our grandmother. And now there's a revolution in the case. Grandpa, just repeat what you just said.
No revolution or revelation. It was never a class action.
It was a refund for
one day I got 63 cent refund.
From a company? Why would you bring that up when I was talking about class action? Because obviously, that's like saying
because
don't you ever do that to me again? Because this is our podcast, because you're a guest.
Because I was making the point that it costs more to stamp the mail and send me the 63 cents.
You did what you
check.
Thought I was. I mentioned this
did you
exact
know what
quote.
The refund was for. Did you know what the refund was
for? Well, no. He doesn't even get to talk. A refund and a class action are very different. Yeah, I worked for my money. Right. He just gave you 63 cents.
He didn't give it to me. He owed it to me.
For what? Did you make a return?
So we'd have a conversation on a podcast about 63 cents being sent in the mail, which costs more money.
But why would you bring it up when I was talking about class action?
Just 2 seconds ago, Grandpa, you said you had no recollection of this conversation.
No recollection.
And now...
No recollection of any class action suit. What? Why can't you guys...
You know what
understand
is good
that.
About this? You know what
What's
is...
the matter with you guys? You can't understand that.
You know what's good about
Why
this, though?
Francis, get with what is
I feel a lot more established in life. Because you're much older, obviously. Things are going. In that thing, yeah, but you've never won a class action in your life. I've already taken it to the man.
I've never entered one because...
Yeah, I don't think I did either. I don't think I did either. Do you enter class action?
Call the 1-800 number, they'll tell you.
Do you have any friends that have been in class action?
I have no friends of any...
You know, this is actually interesting, and I'll tell you this. And I woke up this morning, and my grandmother goes, "I think you need to shred the check."
Why?
Now, this is where it's all been leading
Why?
Up to. Okay.
She doesn't trust
she
that
said,
you want?
She said, "Look at some of the wording in there."
Okay.
It's a little bit fishy.
Okay.
And I said, "Gosh darn it, Apple has infiltrated my house. You want me not to cash this?" And I thought about it, and I said, you know, cashing it is not actually in my mind.
You want to hang
I
it.
I want to frame it.
You want to frame it,
And
yeah.
She thought it was crazy. But here's the thing.
It does it, like, from
here's
like,
the thing,
Sam
though.
Cook, like, whoever the guy that, like, runs Apple?
No, it's just a random thing.
Just a random
And here's the
Apple.
Thing. There is some sketchy things in the letter.
Like what? Go get this letter. Go get this letter.
There's some sketchy things. No, but I will say the one thing that... If this is, like, an elaborate scam.
You fell for it.
Because here's the thing.
You
can
probably
sometimes
Google
it is,
a lawsuit
but sometimes
Apple.
Things are too good to be true. I don't remember entering a class action. I don't remember a thing. And I'm just, like, sometimes you just want to believe something.
But you remember
so
me entering one?
You told me.
I'll get this
that
letter.
Was in your
go
dream
get the letter.
Before you get
can
up
I, actually, one. Before you get the letter, before you get the letter, can I crush your dream for 1 second?
Yeah.
So you won $14. Are
and
you
93
aware? 93 cents. Are you aware you have to pay taxes on that?
No.
40% of that is immediately given to the IRS, buddy. You're crumbling to the ground economically. You can't afford the taxes. let alone the check. Realistically, that check could put somebody in a different tax bracket. Like, if you're close enough with your income, like, if you're making, like, $20,000 a year, if you're making, like, $19,999 a year, right?
Yeah.
And the tax bracket switches at $20,000. This win could make your taxes.
It could crumble, man.
Okay, let me read. No, not you. Let me read this.
So it's called the replacement device lawsuit. Which is, sketch number one.
Yeah.
That's not a great name. Yeah.
They only have a P.O. box.
Yeah.
They're from Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, whoever, this is a class action lawsuit versus Apple. You're a class member. Your award has been calculated in accordance with the settlement.
I'd like to recalculate,
I'd like to know the settlement. And encloses your full payment of your award. Encloses your check. For information, go to this lawsuit or call the number. If you need an updated on the cash order, please let us know. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So what is she questioning?
So she questions the fact that it is like a void thing quick.
That if you don't, she questions because if you don't cash it by a certain day, it's gone.
It's technically from the replacement device lawsuit. Like, that's the place. Like, do they only deal with that?
They're looking for class
action. Or is that how, but like, nobody has class action lawsuit, like experience like I do. So I don't know if like the lawsuit is like if the lawsuit was my life alert didn't work, would the letter say death life alert? Like, what would it? So I'm going to Google it right now.
It also says you can't cash this at a bank.
Yeah, no, that was also the other thing.
This is not valid to cash at a bank.
Yeah.
I don't think you want a class
action. No, I did. No, it doesn't say not at a bank. It says not at
a bank.
Where is that again?
It tells you where to cash it, and a bank is not an option.
No, this check may not be cashed.
Oh.
At a check cashing agency.
Oh, so
or
maybe
money.
It is legit.
So
you
I
did
can
win.
Do.
I'm not going to take this away from
thank
you.
Thank
you. You won.
I did. And.
Congratulations.
I'm going to Google it.
You know how you can win.
I want to Google how much we won.
You know how
you
can
wanna,
win.
Because you definitely want to know how much
yeah,
we've
but you
all
know how
won.
Else somebody else could win. Somebody else could basically win a class. Basically win, like, the best day of their life. If they sign up with our Fan House, which is an awesome app that we use to connect with our podcast fans as well as our social media fans. All you have to do is hit the link in the description of this podcast, go to Fan House, make an account, put in the code FREEPASS, and you unlock an awesome opportunity to chat with us, to see never seen before videos, including a video of Francis riding a bull. That's all in our Fan House, and you can see all that for free. Francis has it up right now. How much did we win? Let me see. How much did we win? How much is this percent of? Let me see.
Okay,
me
wait.
See. You
so
found
would you
this?
Like
this
to know the law? I found the
lawsuit.
Lawsuit. It is 100% real.
And you're part of
and
it.
And I know exactly what it is.
Okay. And now you're mad, and now you're...
And now I'm furious. I want names. I'm going on a hit list.
Okay.
Now... So the lawsuit was, remember back in the day when they said that Apple devices, when they would give a replacement, was not equivalent to the new one.
Yeah,
it was
refurbished.
It was refurbished.
Yeah, they refurbished
exactly.
iPhones.
So they refurbished, but they called it new, so it had like a already dead battery life, whatever it may be. So this has been on the works.
And
it
you
won.
Joined.
Would you like to take a guess how much money this lawsuit was?
$500 million.
Well,
$500 million.
Well, no. Okay, now I don't feel as great. $95 million.
How many people were in it?
Let's find that out. We can do the math.
30% goes to the lawyer.
Okay.
So 90 million?
Yeah.
So 30
95 million.
30 million went to that law team.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So,
okay,
let's
lawyer.
Say it was 35 million, right? Let's say it's a little bit less than that, but let's just say that for easy math. Okay.
Yeah. So I would leave... $55 million among the winners, divided by $14.
Yeah, 14. Well, I'm gonna go 14.
Let's see how many people were suing in this lawsuit.
45. I actually didn't make as much as I thought. It's 14.45.
Okay.
2,422,000
people.
145.
2 million people were affected, and you were one of them.
But I wish it was less. I really wish it was just me, because I could have had $95 million. We won a lot of money.
Yeah, we did.
But we lost a lot of
if
money.
If it was
because
just
so
you
many...
and the lawyer, you would have been more happy.
Exactly.
Thank you guys for listening to No Point Podcast. I'm Chippy Bree signing off.
And I'm Francis, the class action lawsuit winner. If you have any class actions in your neighborhood, please tell me about it. I'd like to get on that.